valley for years, Matt and Christine Rose saw double with their identical twin daughters. And when doctors told them Christine was pregnant again, and this time with triplets, they simply couldn't believe it. And for good reason, the odds of that happening are about 1 in 15 million. All seven members of the Rowe family join us now from their home in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Christine, Matt, Alexandra, Haley, Jacob, Tyler, and Nicholas, good morning to all of you.
Morning.
So, Christine, I mean, you must have been pretty surprised when you got the news that you were carrying triplets after already having identical twins at home. What was your reaction?
It was just that complete shock. I think my husband says having the twins were a little more shocking than having the triplets, being first-time parents with the girls, but still, working on three boys, it's a lot of work.
Now, so your daughters are identical twins, and your sons are identical triplets, is that right?
Yep.
So that is a 1 in 15 million chance of that happening. I understand, Matt, that you were pushing for quadruplets when you found out they were triplets.
I said if there was going to be three, there might as well be four.
Now, what is
it won't change anything.
What has it been like, Christine, then, to go from having two kids to having five kids in one fell swoop? And how tough has it been to tell your girls apart, Alexandra and Haley?
That's been fairly easy for us because Lexi's always been a little bit heavier than Haley.
Oh, you're going to give her a complex, Matt.
I don't think she minds.
Meanwhile,
with the boys, though, we haven't found anything yet with the boys that we could really tell them apart with yet. So, marker on the bottom of the foot for now.
Really? Is that what you're doing, really?
Yeah, yep. We got initials, each initial on the bottom of their foot with the Sharpie marker. So,
can we see it? Can you show us one of their feet right now? And you can just
I could probably get Jacob, Sonny.
Okay.
This is a very good idea to put Sharpie because it doesn't come off when you give them a bath, right? It takes a while?
Yeah,
it takes a little bit.
Couple days.
And they're 6 weeks old now, right?
Yep.
How much did they weigh when they were born, Matt, as Christine undoes the little onesie?
They were about 3.5 pounds.
Wow. Any health problems
at
all?
Jay.
Oh, that's so cute.
Nope.
That's very smart.
No, they're doing very well.
Now, how are they sleeping?
They're up about every 2 to 3 hours.
Well, it's
been eating good.
That's great. Well, you have an adorable family, and the girls are certainly well behaved, or maybe they're just exhausted to be up at this hour.
They got snacks.
Well, you know, what do you think? Do you think maybe the next time around, Christine, you could have identical quadruplets?
No, next time. We're done.
By the way, J.B. Levins, who's our audio person, remarked about how amazing, Christine, you look after having these three babies only 6 weeks ago.
Thank you.
So, well, congratulations on your new family. We're very, very happy for you. And thanks for talking with us this morning. And what is Lexi, or who is that, Lexi or Haley, with her back to us?
That's Lexi.
Yeah.
She says she has a red snack.
Oh, good, good. Well, again, congratulations. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.